How do you show up for your business when you know that doing it is going to bring out the trolls? Hi, welcome to a conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. This is one of those conversations that isn't easy to have, but we certainly do need to have it. I'm your host for the conversation, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out about me and how to work with me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I'm looking at a listener letter that it's not the first letter I've gotten like this. It's not the first time this question has been asked. And I feel like every single time it gets asked, it puts us in a moment where we get to decide for ourselves who we're going to be, how we're going to move through the world, and what do we want our lives and businesses to really look like? How do we stay in control of the narrative, and how do we stay in the driver's seat? That's what we're dealing with today. I'm going to dive in and let the listener speak for herself, and I'll find you on the other side. Heather, I was hoping you could have a conversation on your show. I'm a gym owner. My gym offers functional workouts and obstacle courses. In advertising for the business, I have shown videos of clients doing the workouts, with their permission, of course. I've also recorded myself doing the workouts. The haters and trolls are horrible, Heather. I've stopped asking clients to participate, and I've made my posts much more generic and safe. I know that I have to advertise, but my industry just attracts these haters, and I don't have the stamina to respond or defend my business or my own reputation. How do you deal with trolls? I feel defeated and just hate everything about this. It makes me want to just not bother and do something less attention-getting. How do you deal with this? Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to tell you up front and center that you don't deal with it by playing small, going away, and hiding in the corner. But you do get to feel that way. I understand what you're talking about because the fitness industry, you know, as soon as you're putting yourself in yoga pants and exercise wear, and you're having having it all caught on video, people are going to tell you everything they think about your body, your clients' bodies, or what they think about your workouts, whether or not it's good, whether or not it's BS. You know the deal, and you have been reading the comments. But what I also want to remind you of here is that this is a situation that is not unique to you. Everybody in every industry is dealing with the trolls. And if we all run away and start playing vanilla, then the trolls win, right? Like, I understand it. So, you know, people are looking at body size and shape. People are looking at physical ability. People are just, you know, making up things that they see and they're commenting on it. And it makes you feel bad. You feel bad for your clients for having put them in that position to receive that kind of, you know, awful, you know, vitriol when you just wanted them to be able to motivate and inspire other people. You feel bad about yourself because something you care about is really being attacked and criticized. But here's the thing. When you play small and you go vanilla, beginning, middle, and end, the trolls win every single time. But we're not showing up for the trolls. We know that they're there. We know that those comments are going to happen. And we know that sometimes, yes, in fact, those comments are going to absolutely positively hurt. But we get to control the narrative. At this point in time, anybody who is putting their content out in a place that allows room for comments has to accept that the natural consequence of that choice is that people are going to try to tear you down. Because you're putting yourself out there and they're still playing small. Because you're putting yourself out there to, you know, be judged basically, right? Like you want people to have an opinion about you. You want them to see you rock climbing and you want them to want to rock climb with you. The reality is some people who don't like rock climbing or, you know, doing obstacle courses or feel insecure doing that kind of thing, can't imagine themselves doing it or just like to bring people down for fun. They're not your people. They're not your vibe. They're not your tribe, but they're going to be around because you're putting your content in front of them. That ends up being the choice. So what I encourage people to do, and this is what I do for myself, is who do you want to be and how do you want to move through the world now that you know that vitriol exists and people are going to have opinions that aren't feedback. They're not designed to help you be a bolder, grander vision of yourself. They are designed to break you, to bring you down, embarrass you, make you feel small because they have some sort of tension inside themselves that they want to release and put onto you. Because hurt people, right? Like the people who aren't living in hurt, the people who aren't living in disappointment, the people who aren't living in some sort of like disappointment of some kind, they're not the ones doing this. The people who are carrying some, you know, unhealed, unarmed hurt of their own are the people who are striking out at others. This is what's going to happen. You get to decide who you're going to be. And by the way, I would allow your clients to decide who they're going to be because it is a powerful moment for them to put themselves out there, to dare greatly, to show the world who they are, what they're doing, and what they're capable of, and say, you know what, come and get me, give me your best shot. I've got this. Like, I'm not going to let you stop me. I would want to make sure that you are allowing your clients to make that choice for themselves, because part of controlling our story and part of controlling our narrative is that we get to control how we show up, where we show up, what our message is when we show up, and how we respond to comments. You have heard me, for example, on this show respond to haters. And sometimes, you know, I'm on the fence. Is this person, you know, just trying to bring me down for the sake of bringing me down? Or is this somebody who's really struggling and doesn't have a way of dealing with it or doesn't have a way of, you know, talking about it other than snapping at me? When I decide who gets my time, meaning who's comments do I even read? How do I respond to it? How do I, you know, show up anyway? I'm controlling that. And the way that I've done it for myself is I always live and die by Brené Brown's quote. If you are not in the arena with me, getting the shit kicked out of you too, I do not care what you think. And so, yes, do some people try to bring me down? So many people try to bring me down because I have the audacity to record this podcast 5 days a week, because I have the audacity to do it on Anchor, which is a free app, instead of doing it the way everyone else does it, using SoundCloud and Lisbon and a bunch of, you know, tools and tricks of the trade, that like somehow my show was less legit and less viable. I've had people attack the sound of my voice, which always reminds me that I was born with a cleft palate. They told my doctors that I wasn't able to, you know, going to be able to talk. And lucky for all of you, now I never show up, right? That's me controlling the narrative. That's me hearing the comment and deciding how I want to roll with it, because they are going to sucker punch you. You know it, your clients know it. And you know, one of the ways boxers manage punches is they learn to roll with them. So one of the things I would spend some time doing is thinking about, what is your stance? Where do you stand on these trolls? Not so that you can tell the trolls, but so you can tell the people who were meant to find them. There's a woman, and I forget her actual name, forgive me, but her sort of brand is Truth Bomb Mom. And she recently went out on one of her social media posts and like called out all of the hater comments, all the misogynistic comments that were being made, all of the awful derogatory things that were being said to her. And she created a new hashtag for them called Out Them, because her stance and her take is, why am I going to be silent? Why am I going to go running away and hide in a corner? Like, people should know that assholes like you exist. People should know that, you know, that this is who you are and what you stand for. And she's decided to manage it that way. Other times people choose to speak to the people who are afraid to go to the gym because they're afraid to show themselves, or they're afraid of, you know, what the repercussions are going to be on the other side. But the reason why you're showing up isn't for the trolls. So I would do a gut check with yourself on who are you showing up for? Who is your ideal client? When you do those videos and you put yourself out there, who are you hoping is going to watch that video, absorb that video, and just rush to your gym because they need you and they need what you have to offer? Because that person, that's who you're talking to, and you can tell them what you want them to think about body image, about fitness, about empowerment. You get to control the message. You get to say, you know, as I do this ad, haters are going to try to bring me down, but those who are meant to find me, this is what I need you to know. This is what I hope you see. This is what I want your takeaway to be. And everyone else, I'm not listening. You get to control the message, because what's happening is that the trolls are often the loudest people in the room, right? But one of the things we all have and deal with on social media is the lurkers, the people who aren't engaging with your content, who aren't necessarily commenting, who aren't even complimenting you or even telling you that they like you, but they're watching what you do and how you respond, and they're deciding for themselves whether or not they want to keep watching you. So those folks who are hiding in the corners, maybe they're dealing with their own insecurities. Maybe they don't feel ready for your gym. Maybe they think they're going to go there and be embarrassed. Show them how you manage embarrassing situations. Model for them who you are and how they move, you move through the world, so that they'll believe you. Because if they believe you, they'll buy from you. And sometimes responding to trolls and responding to vitriol, it's going to be trial and error. You know, there have been times when I've definitely taken the hater comment and screenshot the shit out of it and blasted it on social media and put it out there. And then I was like, ah, that feels gross. That's not who I am. And I've gone off and deleted the post because that's not how I move through the world. You know, my friends joke with me that I'm a little bit like Sophia from the Golden Girls. I have some sass and I'm not afraid of sarcasm and I know how to use it. But not everybody gets to have it. And I'm not going to, just because I can blast you doesn't mean I have to blast you, right? So you get to decide who you want to be. I wouldn't be running away from this, particularly in your industry, because your industry is going to be managing this. But we all as business owners are going to manage this. So what's your message? What's your takeaway? Who do you want to be, and how do you want to move through the world, and how do you want your followers, the people who are meant to really find you, how do you want them to see you? What do you want them to know about you? That's where I would be putting your energy, because that's where you have total control. You control the narrative. Sometimes you're going to, and I do this for you guys, I model for you all the time. And sometimes you're going to see me control the narrative by reading the comment and offering a response. Other times, those people aren't going to get my attention, so they certainly don't get my airtime. They certainly don't get my time on the mic. That's the personal decision based on how I move through the world. I'm challenging all of you to think about this, because as you build your business, as you get yourself more visible, as you put yourself out there on larger scales and bigger stages, this is going to be the reality of doing business, because we're not shutting it down anytime soon. Given that, who do you want to be? How do you want to move through the world? And the people who need to hear your message, what do you want them to know about it? That's where you put your energy. That's where you have control. And that, my friends, is how you build your business. Thank you so much to the letter writer for today. I'm so glad that you reached out with this question. I hope you feel boldened and empowered to really take new actions, because playing vanilla isn't going to fill your gym, isn't going to fill your slots in your classes. You have to go big. You have to go bold. People have to know what you stand for, or they'll fall for anything, right? That's what we've been told 1,000 times. So we have to live it. Thank you for taking a chance on me with your letter. Anybody else who wants my 2 cents or thinks a situation in their business would benefit other listeners, please do write in and share it. You can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.